where my brother insists on speaking to you every episode, I like to bide my time and speak only when the time is right. Now, let us recount what has happened to our so-called heroes. Kunigaru of the Crab Clan, Kitsuki Akira of the Dragon Clan, and Yogo Sojobo of the Scorpion Clan are Emerald Magistrates specializing in the spooky and supernatural. Had the Jade Magistrates not been defunct, they would have been Jade Magistrates instead. They work under the oversight of Senior Emerald Magistrate Isawa Karasu. Much to Yogo Sojobo's chagrin, Isawa Karasu has sent them to collect taxes from the Dragonfly Lands. They made a startling discovery at the first village they arrived at, bizarre swords hidden in bales of rice whose cuts would not stop bleeding save for the intervention of a kami. The leader of the village committed ritual suicide, seppuku, to atone for his village's dishonor, in their part, in smuggling those blades. At the next village, their sleep was disturbed by the presence of a drowned spirit named Misa. They found her corpse reduced to a skeleton. The only item found on the body was a medallion made of lapis, carved with the image of a drop of water. Assuming foul play, their investigation led them to the village of Dry Wheat. Before they arrived, they were attacked by a kansen, a tainted kami. Its dying words attempted to gaslight the magistrates, saying, "You created me and you killed me!" Witness to this was Yokai, a Gangi Kozo by the name of Gan, who warned Yogo Sojobo that there were kappa up the river. At the village of Dry Wheat, Kunigaru met Ningo, a skilled blacksmith who had something to hide. Before they were able to question him, the smithy went up in flames. From the ashes of the smithy, they found more corpses, all of which had had their blood drained. Suspecting the work of a Maho Tsukai, the magistrates ordered everyone in town to be confined in the Great Hall so they could see if there were any other conspirators. Yogo Sojobo went to the smithy to speak with the spirits of the departed, where he found that Ningo was not working alone. His cohort wore an Oni half-mask and had red on the kimono. Meanwhile, Kunigaru went to speak with the kami of the blades. Unbeknownst to Kunigaru, when he summoned the kami, a piercing scream lashed out at the rest of the village, killing some and further injuring Kitsuki Akira's already damaged heart. The blades told Kunigaru they would give him great power, and if the blades were to be broken, the kami of the blades would be set free. They were able to figure out that no one else in the village knew of Ningo's dark doings, and the villagers were released back to their regular routine. Thinking perhaps the kappa may have had something to do with Misa's death, they followed the river, where they found three kappa holding a hostage. After defeating the kappa in games of strength and wit, the kappa swore fealty to Kunigaru, just as their boss arrived, only to be slain. Yogo Sojobo was quite taken with the appearance of the young handsome ronin who wielded hooked swords and went by the name of Sai. So taken, he hired him immediately on as his yojimbo. Sai and Kitsuki Akira faced off in a sparring match where Akira nearly lost his head when Sai lost his figurative head in the heat of battle. Following this spar, they began to make their way to Kyuden Tanbo, the Dragonfly Castle. On their way, they discovered more bodies, killed, beheaded, and scalped. As they prepared to cremate these fallen, they were met with the guards of Kyuden Tanbo and escorted to the castle. What could possibly go wrong there? We will just have to wait and see. I will be speaking with you again, but until then, enjoy the show. And remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with earth. The voice of Yukiko was provided by Henry DeVerve.
There you go.